This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A new analysis of web traffic of 148 news organizations shows something subtle. Publications across the political spectrum broadly cover the news events of the day, but their readers appear to gloss over the stories they don't want to see. Between 1948 and 2000, the U.S. economy grew at a per capita rate of about 2.3% a year, but then, starting in 2000, something shifted. In this century, per capita growth has been less than 1% a year on average, and since 2009, it's only been 1.1% a year. If the U.S. had been able to maintain post-war 20th century growth rates into this century, U.S. per capita GDP would be over 20% higher than it is today. A dwindling band of activists protesting the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline remain camped along the banks of the Missouri River here, as a deadline for them to leave had passed. In January, Trump broke MediaQuant's records. In a single month, he received $817 million in coverage, higher than any single person has ever received in the 4 years that MediaQuant has been analyzing the media. For much of the past 4 years, Obama's monthly earned media value hovered around $200 to $500 million. The highest that Hillary Clinton got during the presidential campaign was $430 million of earned media in July. In California, supporters of the 2016 presidential contender Bernie Sanders packed the obscure party meetings that choose delegates to the state Democratic convention, with Sanders backers grabbing more than half the slots available. They swept to power in Washington State at the Democratic State Central Committee, ousting a party chairman and installing one of their own in his place. Sanders' acolytes have seized control of state parties in Hawaii and Nebraska and won posts throughout the party structure from coast to coast. Across the nation, the most vulnerable Republican incumbents among the 50 or so most competitive seats tend to be in relatively well-educated metropolitan districts with above-average Hispanic populations. It's the opposite of most of the 216 presidential battleground states, which were whiter, less educated, and far less Hispanic than the country as a whole. The Voice of the People, Daily Bulletin, presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.